Did you forget about the times and bounds when I was young? Didn't mean to call you that. Well, then I'm done, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead. You're through with me. Still about me. Please tell me why. I killed my dad in the front yard. And I'm stabbing my little brother. I killed him all the police cars with a bomb and your gun. Gone.
What is a cold open?
What's up, guys? This is the CMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
July 29th, a cosmic event you won't want to miss. The first live podcast in space by none other than TMG. On July 29th, you can tune in to this very special two-hour TMG live show featuring a DJ set from Spock, a never-before-seen Cody and Noel Do, and a live That's Cringe. Buy your tickets now at momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang. Your ticket to space is just $10, and you can get that now at momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang. This event is moving faster than a comet. If you blink, you might miss it.
Well, guys.
We are here.
We are here.
Why do we both do that?
Well, we are here.
We are here.
And allow us to...
Oh, wait. Allow me to call out last episode where everyone goes,
well, I can't believe Noel is showing his cheeks, and wow, I can't believe he let his ass hang out of his sweater like a 17-year-old girl.
Wait, what do you mean? What?
Because I wore a black sweater and black shorts,
okay,
and people said it looked like I did like the like girlfriend shit where I just wore my boyfriend's sweater.
Oh, you had
and
one
butt
like
ass,
the Ariana Grande
yeah,
look.
Yeah, it's not what I did, dude. I do not have a boyfriend.
I'm doing that next time. I'm going to wear a long ponytail and a big hoodie.
You're going to put your hands inside your sweater like an eighth grader?
Oh, what's up, you guys?
That's my Ariana Grande impression.
That's pretty good, man.
Thanks.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
so
we got a promo. We got a real promo this
what?
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, July 29th. We didn't really make it clear last week.
No, we
what
didn't.
What you heard, we kind of, you know, we created that trailer. We liked it a lot, but I think we could have been clear on what this actually is. We're doing a show on July 29th from the ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a live show
mm-hmm.
on momenthouse.com, which is a fantastic platform. They did Justin Bieber's New Year's Eve show, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They do like Tame Impala last week. And so now we're doing one on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? Give him a spiel. Give him the spiel.
Well, so you know, it goes like this. The show, it'll be about 2 hours long, maybe probably more, honestly. You know, you saw in the trailer, we're going to have some special guests, some fun stuff. Spock will be doing a DJ set. We'll be doing a live That's Cringe. We got a very special Cody and Noel Do, never before seen. We shot it just for this show. And
it's absurd.
We learned how to sword fight. All right. We may or may not have gotten into it.
Yeah.
That's
who won?
Yeah. We don't
who
know.
Who won? I don't know. We don't know. Guess you'll have to find out.
Yeah. And, you know, we just got a lot of other fun stuff planned. We got some sketches in there. The show is, you know, we're not touring. So we wanted to do something live and fun and still get in front of you guys. So this is our way of doing that. The show, it'll be up for 24 hours after we do it. And then after that, it's gone and will not be re-uploaded. None of that.
So that means if you're like around the world somewhere, not here, and it's in the middle of the night for you, you can still watch it after it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a live show. Yeah. 5 p.m. Pacific, I think it starts.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, you can watch it for 24 hours. Tickets are $10. That's it. Yeah. $10 to join us. We're going to have a live chat up. We're going to be interacting with everyone that's watching. I think Moment House is a really cool, like, really cool features for people that are watching these shows.
Yeah, definitely.
They make it really feel real intimate, I guess you would say.
The dopest part is you can break out into little houses.
Yeah.
While you're watching a show. So you can do like a little voice chat while you're watching the show, which is, I think, pretty sick. So.
And I found the most absurd video that we're going to watch.
Yeah.
For like a kind of a live That's Cringe. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I've purposely not watched it. So it'll be, you know, it'll be cool. We're going to throw some flair in there and all around. Just I think it's gonna be a good time. So yeah, get a ticket July 29th, momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang.
And listen, while we're in the plug zone right now,
we got some merchy.
We got some new merch too. That's live right now. TMG Big Head Barbecue. It's our new barbecue joint that we're opening up in space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on planet Gorgon, I believe.
Yeah, I mean we're trying to expand to multiple places.
No, it'll be franchise eventually.
Yeah. Everyone's going to want a piece of this fucking, you know, alien rat barbecue.
Yeah. We got a... This shirt's actually so sick.
Yeah. I love that
one. I love this color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
TMGpod.com. And actually, here's something fun, too. There's a couple... These are like limited edition. There's a barbecue set.
Yeah.
So if you're a grill daddy like myself, then you can get a TMG branded barbecue set. So that's on TMGpod.com right now. And thank you if you get some. Okay. Out of the plug zone.
Yeah, plug zone. Just, you know, had to talk to you all. Yeah, because the live show just kind of came out of nowhere, and I think people are like, I had a lot of questions in my DMs. what?
Dude, a lot of my friends were like, actually, no, I'm not going to say this. Nothing.
Was it mean?
Yeah, so actually, I will tell you. They texted me. They said, dude, are you really going to space? What is this?
What a dumbass question.
Idiots.
We're in space.
We're already up here.
We've been here for months. We figured it out. We've been coming up here casually for months now.
Why do you think it takes me 3 months to reply to your text message? Because time works completely different up here, and I'm actually responding on time.
Yeah. Fucking dumbass, dude.
Dolts.
Speaking of, Richard Branson, stop fucking claiming you're coming out here with us, you fucking fake ass wannabe space boy. You're not a real space boy.
Yeah, if you really came to space, wouldn't we have seen you at least somewhere?
We would have seen
shit, dude.
You weren't even close. You're like, oh, when I was a little boy, I wanted to be in space. Two podcasters did it before you.
Yeah.
Spent all that money to go up there in a stupid ass plane. Your plane looks like shit too. Fuck is that? Paper mache ass concept. Couldn't have gotten something cooler.
Sick, man. You got to the fourth layer of the fucking, what's it called?
Yeah. Cool, man. You did foreplay with atmosphere. Space. You the fucking atmosphere. Virgin. Yeah. Cody's like, what's...
Sick, dude. Yeah, I don't know what the...
Yeah,
what is it
the
again?
Upper of
ecosystem?
Space?
No. Atmosphere. Yeah. No, ozone layer. Sick, dude. You got to the fourth layer of the fucking ozone.
Yeah, cool,
so
man.
Sick, man.
Yeah. Like way I said,
to, yeah, way to, yeah.
Space virgin.
Yeah, exactly. We went home base.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Home run.
First try. So he's like, so can I get your AOL screen name? That's where you're at with space, dude.
We have so much in common.
It's Hugo.
Yeah.
This is Hugo.
It's just like, I look at you and I'm like, I just imagine how beautiful you are.
Go back. Go back.
Damn, killing him on two shows. Shout out to Hugo, man. Leave him alone.
He's gonna be
alone.
The one that we have on too.
Yeah, I know.
He's
gonna
be the one that we end up being
bringing on
with.
The ship. Yeah, I know.
Jesus,
look, man. What do we kick it off with? Because a lot of shit has happened.
This is actually kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it is. It's cool for like a wannabe ass space boy. It's like really cool for someone who will never get to the actual wet pussy part of space.
That's what I'm saying. It's cool for an earthling.
Yeah.
It's cool for a real spaceman like we are. We're spacemen.
Yeah.
And that this is not being a spaceman. We got all the way up inside space.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like, can I get a little lick? Let me get a little suck. Nah.
Yeah, he received like a little teat squirt of space.
Yeah.
And he
lapped up the milk off the ground.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
We're the one with the jugs.
Yeah. We're in the jugs.
Yeah. We're part of the jug of space.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, where do we start off, man?
Space jugs.
Yeah.
Space jugs, that's good.
That's going to be our space milk delivery service.
Space jugs.
Yeah. Get
jugs right to the ship.
Shout out to the boy Trainwrex. So beautifully, someone donated to a stream. And they said, Cody Noel talked about you on their podcast. And he so eloquently goes, who?
Shit.
So shout out to you, Trainwrex. Down another milli.
So wait, so he lost another mil after that?
Apparently he's down two.
Okay, so he won a million. That's what we talked about. Mm-hmm. He hit the bonus. He's up a million.
Yeah,
since then, he's
tweeted, I'm done chasing losses. Gambling's fucking terrible. Absolutely terrible. But that said, I'm winning it all back on Razor.
Oh, my God.
He's going back.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. So what is it? Yeah, click that talking about legality.
Can he address
I'm actually curious about this.
Illegal, right?
That's like, a sick apartment.
It's not illegal for the player to play, right? It's illegal for they're not licensed. So like they can't, if they know that, right? Do you understand?
What, no?
It's on the casino, right? What's the word I'm looking for? It's on the casino to ban players, right? So like if you're on a VPN and they think you're from that VPN location, right? Then they're going to let you play, right? But if they find out you're in a certain country that they're not licensed in, that it's the onus is on them to ban you, but it's fine for you. But this doesn't apply to all states in the U.S. This is specifically there's probably some states other, but Texas is one of the states where online gambling is fine, right? And you're good, but...
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Huh. Interesting. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we talked pretty much all you need to talk about that last week.
Yeah. So... What VPN are you using to play Larry the Fisher?
When you sent me that shit yesterday and you're like, I'm just addicted to watching slots now.
It's so, let's not even promote this, man. Like, it's just like.
No, but I sat there for like a full 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was in the middle of the CoffeeZilla video. I watched that whole thing, by the way, yesterday. Yeah. I watched the Save the Kids video.
So good.
So I'm like engrossed in this video. And you sent me that link. Twitch link of this guy, the guy last week that we watched win like 2 million or whatever on that bonus. Yeah. And he's just playing slots. And I was encapsulated by this. I was sitting there like, dude, the sounds and the fucking
everything.
The way like the animations, the way
Yeah.
I was like, this is better than a casino.
Because it's not your money. So here's the thing. There's like a lot of, I mean, especially with that dude, I mean, there's so much controversy about them for sure being like paid to play. He's been at it for years, apparently, that specific guy. So, I don't know. It's a very...
That's what I was saying, is I'm saying it's absurd that he's sitting there with $500,000 in his fucking account.
Yeah.
Just $100 per spin. Bling, $100, bling, $100, bling, $100. $500,000 just sitting in an online crypto gambling account.
Something wrong about that.
Dude, that should be in a cold storage wallet in a fucking safe.
Yeah, yeah, or like... in a Vanguard account,
yeah.
Accruing money, and exactly. You just live in Wyoming, and you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I beat the game.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
Anyway, a lot of shit has happened, though, in the last week.
What?
I mean, the England loss, that shit is, like, it's genuinely disgusting how people reacted to that.
Yeah,
I get that, like, soccer, hooligans, like, there's gangs and all that. I understand there's that aspect to it, but, bruh, like... it's a fucking game. Like, so basically it came down to penalty kicks. And
I know, I watched. It was so intense.
Yeah.
It was a great game. England was dominating for the first half,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden Italy completely took over.
It's like, bro, it's sports, dude. And obviously that's not like a steaming hot take, but
yeah, I'm just picturing Ninja right now. Oh, is it, dude? Is it just a game?
Is it just a game?
Is it just a game, dude?
Yeah, when people are like being like racist towards you and talking about like go back to your country, yeah, it's definitely just a game.
I feel bad.
Bro, people like leaving the stadium like this, like people getting their like the shit kicked out of them.
I feel so bad for the last guy. And what's, 19 years old, the entire country is watching you. And it's all just on one shot. It's not even like it was that bad of a PK. It's like the goalie guessed right, and he...
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Bro, and also, you know, a lot of people blame the coach, saying, dude, why would you put that much pressure on such young players? Like, yeah, they're great players, and they carried the team there, but, like, you gotta fucking... I don't know.
But, sorry, I'm trying to find this video of Ninja. I mean, it was up to the players, wasn't it? Didn't he choose? He said he'd do it? And oh, maybe. Some of the older guys said no.
Oh, I'm not sure. I mean, I feel like, of course, he's a young dude. He's you know, doing extremely well in his career. Of course, he wants to keep that momentum. I kind of put that on the rest of the team to be like, look, man, like, it's not worth it. Like, you know, like, there's another aspect to this that you have to consider. I feel like they should have been looking out for him, but whatever. The cool part was, you see, like, on, you know, all the players, like, Instagrams and stuff, like, people, you know, just going to bat for him and, like,
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, which, you know, you obviously would expect, but I just, like, man, yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. I wonder if they have to, like, pay for security after something like that happens.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, these guys are just walking around with security teams now.
Have to.
It's crazy because there's rioting and,
uh-huh.
Yeah, bro, fuck the racism, though. That yeah. sucks.
I don't ever want to hear it from anyone being like talking about how people should behave based on their feelings about things. Like, this is how you got over a fucking soccer ball. Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, just yeah.
Good game though. Great game.
I don't fully understand. Like, I understand soccer in that, like, a lot of the gameplay is kind of like one on one, like the dribbling, like, you know. I kind of understand that aspect to it. I don't fully get the strategy. So, like, I know they're moving the ball around, but I'm not understanding, like, what the plan is. So sometimes I would just kind of check out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Seemed good from, like, what I was watching.
I only ever watched soccer during the World Cup. But, like, I've watched every World Cup. So, I mean, I'm pretty experienced,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't really fuck around.
So you watch England lose a lot then? I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm gonna get death threats for that.
Oh, bro.
I'm gonna get death threats for that one.
All right, bro. You're gonna need a security team now.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man. Speaking of UK, not even UK, but speaking of people from out that way breaking shit.
What are we talking about?
Conor McGregor?
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Speaking of people kicking the wrong way.
Yeah. Can I try and find this Ninja video real fast?
Of him being like...
Of him playing craps? Do you remember that? I think Sam sent it out to our group.
Nah.
Oh, man. Oh, where was it? Hold on. Nah, maybe not.
Cody's turning into me now.
It was just
where
so
the fuck
funny.
Is it? I got it. I got it.
So
I got
funny.
It. I got it.
Where was that? God. All right, never mind.
Oh, yeah. You better be ready for this Saturday, bro.
Why?
We're shooting this Saturday.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, but you're in with this kid right here.
And?
He's got fast fingers.
It's a game show? I don't know what it is yet. You haven't told me what it is.
Oh, we could talk about it.
No. I want to be surprised.
Fully surprised?
Yes, okay. I don't want to know what it is.
Okay, all right.
So it's just like, the one I'm trying to find is him, is a video of Ninja playing craps. He's playing craps like you play craps, right? Yeah. The dice are in front of him, and he's like picking which ones, and then he's like turning them to make sure. He's like doing the superstitious shit.
Yeah.
It's just like a dude with blue hair doing that, like Ninja doing that. It just looks absurd.
Yeah.
And then there was like four pictures of him with like fans at the casino. And
hell
just,
yeah.
It's like, dude, I don't know why he looks so awkward doing just normal shit, you know?
I think it's that hair and the way we know him.
Yeah.
We know him as the dude who screams at his computer. Bro, undefeated, the undefeated UFC champion his leg breaks.
Yeah, I mean, crazy end of that fight. I was really, it was really like disappointing as a viewer, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get it. He's injured, all the best, speedy recovery, everything like that. I'm saying as a person who spent 60, 70 bucks on the fight,
yeah,
whatever, and you're sitting there and it's like all this pent up energy and the first round's going on. We're all sitting there like on the edge of our seats. I'm sitting there with like eight people. We're all like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then, no.
Yep. So,
wow.
So the last I had seen was he threw a front kick and Dustin's elbow like comes down. So yeah, so it wraps.
Joe posted, I think.
Yeah, good old Joe.
There's another video of him kicking the back of Dustin's leg and thigh, and then you kind of see his ankle kind of take like a weird angle.
Sure.
But it has to be that elbow.
Maybe. I mean, you know, it's because he broke the lower half of his tibia. It wasn't even the ankle.
Really?
Yeah, it was the lower half of his leg.
Oh, so that's got to be a super long recovery.
Maybe. You know, Chris Weidman was back up within like a couple weeks.
Was he?
No, not a couple weeks. It was like a month or something.
Wow.
So, you know what's wild about that whole situation? There was like this, I don't know, I guess special moment because Weidman, he actually... I think Anderson called him like right away after he broke his leg. He's like, look, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be back up and walking in 3 weeks. Just trust me. And so Weidman has a podcast now and he had this little moment with Anderson where he's just like, dude, it's been on my mind for years that like I celebrated after you broke your leg. And he's like, I just need to like publicly say I'm sorry. And it was kind of crazy because Anderson just cuts him off. He's like, dude, don't say sorry. He's like, this is fighting.
Yeah.
You don't even think about this shit when it happens. You could tell Weidman was like really broken up about it. He's like, no, no, no. I have to say sorry. He's like, I'm sorry. Hmm. Chris is like, or Anderson's is kind of like, yeah, whatever. Hmm. But there will be no apologies in this scenario.
Yeah.
Because Connor, he looks sad, bro.
Connor?
Yeah.
He just looks frustrated. He looks like we looked. That's how I looked after.
Yeah.
I'm sitting against the wall. God, why did I pay 70 bucks for this shit again? Again, it keeps happening. I pay for these fights.
And that's your... And
nothing happens.
And that's your friend that you invite to watch MMA for the third time.
Yeah, they're like, "What? Dude, what happened?
So what was going through your mind when the pay-per-view was totally wasted?
There was no check!
Fucking...
Yeah, and I wasn't even tapped in on, like, the... I guess
kill you and you know your wife's in my DMs.
Yes,
and all
I watched the presser on YouTube like the day before, and then realized, oh, like there's some serious animosity here from Connor. Mm-hmm. He was basically like, "I'm gonna kill you. You're gonna die in the ring. You're gonna go out on a stretcher." That's what he said. And then Connor exits the ring on a stretcher.
that was like, the first karma, thing everybody said. They were like, "Mystic Mac, he predicted one thing, right?
Yeah,
someone left on a stretcher."
It just sucks. It was a really good fight up until there, too.
He was going to lose.
You think so?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So that's kind of a blessing then?
Yeah. He was getting pieced up on the ground.
Is there going to be a rematch, you think?
No,
he was.
Bro.
He was taking those elbows to the dome.
He was getting beat up.
Oh, my God. That looked... What?
Elena is a big fan of savagery. No, her thing is like, he was all right. She was like, he was winning. She's like, you could have did okay.
I mean, he almost got him in like a choke.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dustin even said like there was a moment where he thought he might have played himself because the choke was pretty tight. So that part, you know, it's not like Connor wasn't all there, but once the elbow started coming down, he just looked sort of like, you know, I don't know. I could have seen it going back to that place. And imagine his leg didn't fully break, but it wasn't fully right either.
Yeah.
The same thing would have happened. His mobility would have been killed and blah, 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 blah. I just think he looks sad because, like, his leg's busted. He's, like, sitting there talking like a supervillain.
Your wife's in my DMs. Yeah, baby. Come see me at the after party. You lost, man.
You lost. They had it scored 10-8.
And then Dustin thanks that kid with leukemia in the,
in
the crowd. It's just like, oh, man. No, that was a good thing for Dustin to do. I'm saying sad for Connor.
Yeah.
Like, Dustin's clearly, like, a man.
Yeah. And... I don't know. He just, I think that's a wrap.
Your wife is in my DMs. Your wife. I love Liberty's eyes.
Okay. Yeah, bro. I think it's a wrap for Connor.
Yeah, it's sad. I want to see a rematch. I would watch the shit out of that. I'll do it. I'll buy it again. Fuck it.
I just feel like his body is not in it anymore. Fighting to me feels like this thing where it's so kind of unnatural, right? Like to be always ready for combat. Like I feel like you put your body in a particular state where it's like ready to do those things.
Yeah.
And this is some superstition shit, but I feel when you're in that mode, like when you eat, like how your body absorbs the nutrients and where it puts that stuff, I feel like it's just doing different things because it's sort of trained to like at any moment you're gonna like scrap. Mm-hmm. And I feel with Connor for the last few years, he's only ever done fight camps for the purpose of like getting a bag, but outside of that, he's got like the yacht and the this and then that, so he's just like living his life.
Yeah.
So I feel at these like intermediate fight camps where for 6 months he's smoking cigars and doing coke and then, oh yeah, I'm going to train for this fight versus like what Dustin said. He's like, I do this shit every day. It's like, yeah, Dustin does that every day.
Yeah.
There's just no way that you can compete with that.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's put enough miles on him that, I don't know, I just can't see it.
Yeah.
I cannot see it.
Yeah.
So we'll see, you know, maybe he'll come back, prove me wrong. A lot of people are like,
I'll pay for that shit again just to watch him break his toe.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Stop. Doctor stoppage.
He looks at the toe. Oh, yeah, this is wiggling a little weird. Now we're going to stop the fight.
No. Yeah. What? No.
You know, it's funny about that is that sort of happened to John Jones.
Wet Willie? Oh, gross. Doctor stoppage.
Yeah.
Doctor stoppage. Wait, what? No, he just wet Willied him. We got to stop the fight. Sorry.
No.
Nah, dude, it's gonna be a
crazy. Sorry, go ahead.
It's gonna be like an eyelash thing.
Exactly. Ow, 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 ow. Scratch my cornea. I scratched my cornea. Doctor stoppage.
It's such a kick to the nut. You know, old school MMA, or like 5-6 years ago, you could call some people up and be like, "Yo, man, I'm watching the UFC card tonight," and people will go, "I've never really watched that." You're like, "Bro, come over," and you know every fight. It's going to be blood. It's going to be savagery for hours. You're like, yeah. Now you can't even confidently invite people over.
Yeah.
Because it's, scratch cornea, you know, someone breaks a tooth. Like, just like obscure shit. Someone has a headache. They have to stop fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, well, because you might have a coma, you know, on early onset coma from getting hit in the head so much. It's like, I thought this shit was like.
That's what you signed up for. Isn't that part of it? Oh, that's what I was going to say is that, like, it's unreal. Every week, UFC gets bigger and more star-studded and more on everybody's story. It's crazy. I mean, I'm a testament to that. I wasn't really that into it.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about it more and more, and I started just watching every single fight. I feel like that's the same with everyone. This is going to be the biggest sport in the fucking world in, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Everyone gives a shit about this now.
It's kind of wild because I felt that UFC viewership was going down. And now, like, I think they've done a good job of getting it, you know, popular again, probably because they got Nelk in the front row. They got all those kids trying to fight.
I can't believe they just posted that video today of Addison Rae saying hi to Trump. Because I guess there was some stuff about her when her voter registration came out or something like that, and she was registered as a Republican. I guess, like, people gave her a lot of heat for that.
Got it.
And then... I guess she said, no, I'm a Democrat or something. I don't know the full story, so don't quote me on this at all.
Sure.
I just literally read a tweet, like, briefly right before we started this. And then Nelk just shamelessly posted that video of her saying hi to Trump. And she's like, hi, I had to say hi. My name is Addison.
Just airing it out.
Yeah.
Just airing out, just stirring the pot.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
The best part is this whole tweet where she goes, I studied broadcast journalism for 3 months to prepare for this moment. And her follow-up tweet is golden.
What does it say? Just,
never mind, y'all got me fired.
Oh.
Night-night.
Is that real? Did she really get a job for the...
No, she probably was just like, you know, just like a guest.
See, the way I read that is she passed that, like, whatever it's called. What is it called? Step and repeat?
Stepping stone.
She passed the step and repeat and was like, oh, this would be a funny photo. and grabbed the mic. Hey, can I have the mic for a second? And she took the photo. And then that was a joke. As in, like, I went to broadcast school for 3 months just so I could take this picture.
Sure.
That's how I read it.
Yeah.
But I guess people thought it was real. And they were like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it was real. She got fired.
Yeah, maybe she was just going to... You know, they're like fighters walking in. It's like, are you excited for the fight tonight? Whatever. Yeah. And yeah.
Mr. Trump, can I?
I just have to say hi.
It's pretty funny.
But yeah, she got canned. So overall, I mean, there was other great moments on the card. Tai Tuivasa knocking out Greg Hardy. That was crazy.
Oh, wasn't
the two heavyweights going at it?
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
He gets like wobbled and then he hits him with that lift.
Yeah, that guy was a football player?
Greg Hardy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some controversies, that man.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, like some domestic violence situation.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was really controversial when he got signed because it was like shortly after that. And I've watched a lot of people go at Greg Hardy and like no one's ever really brought it to him like that. And then seeing Greg Hardy go down like that just... That man, Bam Bam, has got a rocket launcher in his left hand.
Yeah.
Shit is crazy.
Dang.
And
the Sugar Show or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He fought too, right?
Yep. Sean O'Malley.
Isn't he kind of like bigger than that, fighting so early on in the card?
He's a good draw, but I think it was his opponent had dropped out. So, I don't know. Maybe he was still scheduled for that time. But it happens, you know, some big fighters, they just fight a little bit earlier.
Okay.
But yeah, he punched the shit out of that dude's head.
Yeah, I know. I saw some clips. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That dude, you know, shout out Martino, man.
The ref eventually was like, this guy's got a headache. We got to end the fucking thing. But I understood in that moment. I was like, Jesus.
When people were like, oh, Joe was like, you got to let him finish. I'm like, I don't know, man. 250
at
punches?
At the expense of the later half of his life.
Yeah.
At the expense of him, you know, being sane when he turns 40, we should probably...
After he took like a 1-2 lean back, 5 uppercut that was so clean. That uppercut was brutal. He just... his hands came up. And he's... And then, you know, Herb Dean stops and he's like, what the fuck? I was fine. It's like, you're not fine.
What the fuck? I have a fast pass.
Dog, what? You're not at Disney World right now.
What the fuck,
what
man?
What the fuck, I wanted a turkey leg, dude.
What the fuck is your problem? I ordered beans.
They're like...
I wanted guac with those chips.
Let me speak to your manager right now.
I don't know if you know this, man, but you're in a fight. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, that guy's tough as shit, though.
Yeah.
You gotta give it to him. Man, I hope his nose is okay. In the spirit of competition, I just have to say. Drum roll, please. Your boy grew some pubic hair.
Nice, dude.
Thank you.
That actually brings us to the sponsor of today's
episode.
The Lawnmower 4.0 by the Manscapada.
Nah.
Manscapade.
Manscapades.
Manscapade. Oh, man.
That's going to be actually what we rebrand the podcast as.
Manscapades?
The Manscapade, guys.
Yeah. That's like when you go out, like, you know, night out with your boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's some manscapades.
Yeah.
When you get some shots with your boys.
Hello.
You guys are cheering, chanting. That's a big manscapade for sure.
Mm-hmm. Matching t-shirts.
Matching button downs.
That's manscapade activity. Yeah.
Bachelor parties.
Mm-hmm.
Slamming beers. Manscapades. What else?
Bowling. Yeah, bowling. Bowling is...
Bowling.
I love a good... Manscapade night.
Playing pinball.
Bowling center.
Playing pinball.
Yeah, that's a manscapade.
What's the shit in a bar where you slide a hockey puck over sand? Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard. Big time.
Grilling.
Barbecue set. Grilling, that's a manscapade right there. Smoking meat, manscapade.
What?
Smoking meat. Sorry, smoking like, you know, ribeyes and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were talking about sucking dick.
That's also kind of a manscapade.
That is a manscapade.
Could be.
We should just
We should white label Grindr, but call it Manscapades.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight? I got a Manscapade tonight. Yeah, no, I had my big race this weekend.
And?
The big race. Place? Your boy took fourth.
Nice.
I was on the edge of that three. I was tasting it. My bumper was on that ass. Made a little mistake, though, so. Oh, I was bumping uglies. I was bumping. I had my nose.
Bumping pubes.
I was eating that ass.
I can taste it, dog.
Yeah, lap five, I can smell it. Nose in that crack. I was nudging him. Come on, what are you
gonna do? You nervous, homie?
What are you gonna do?
Smell your farts right now, dude.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? His engine's smoking.
Come here.
He's like, oh God, oh God.
You feel my lips on your ass right now?
That's, the go-karts don't actually have an engine noise. That's just each driver going, being able to smell the ass. Yeah. Smelling the guy's ass in front of you.
How many people were there? How many people were racing?
So it was actually a lot of, it break down by classes. There were a ton of classes there. It was like a lot of people. What was hilarious was Alina had, you know, I talk about karting and stuff and she understood it and she understood it as a hobby, but she didn't fully understand like how the classes broke down. So when we got there, she just saw a bunch of little kids and she was like, are you like racing 7-year-olds? I just didn't say anything because I'm like, this is kind of funny if she thinks I'm going to go out there and race like children. And then she finally, so the best part was there was a vintage class and that was all like older guys driving carts. That shit, I could only describe it as watching the King of the Hill pilot.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a second. Okay. But so when Alina saw those guys racing, she's like, oh, okay, like there's people your age here. So, you know, but I mean, as far as drivers, man, there had to be at least like, 60?
60 drivers and you came fourth?
Oh, no, no. So in my class, there was 10.
Okay.
I came fourth. But yeah.
And they were all racing. Every class was racing each other.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
I see.
So I went to this like little driver meeting and it's just like, if you're new or whatever. And I noticed it was like a lot of kids and then these old guys and then no one who looked my age. So I assumed that anyone who is close to my age, you know, like 22, just out of college, because I'm 22.
Yes, right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
I'm 22. Mm-hmm. In case anyone didn't know that,
yeah,
I'm 22 years old. Right. So anyone who's 22 probably wasn't there because they're young and 22 and like they're just, they don't need to. They know what's up.
Yeah.
But no, I just assume like they race. So I just kind of felt like a bozo, but I'm still glad I went because I observed the best shit. So the two guys like directing the race, you know, they got like missing teeth and spots and they just look like caricatures.
Okay.
The race director has a bright red t-shirt on. He's red as a tomato. Ginger hair, like
that's a red man.
Yeah, he's a red man. Jean shorts and sandals.
Okay,
and you know he's just got the. All right, make sure your car's got weight. You know, he's talking like this, swinging his hand like he's cutting meat.
Okay,
he's got the attitude.
Okay,
he's like vintage class. Let me talk to you. And this pack of these old guys, you know, one guy like his teeth are too big for his lips, and they're like all awkward angles. So he's just like. And he just got this low look in his eyes, just like. And so the race director comes over and he's like, all right, guys, got to be Yamaha. Because I guess they have to drive a specific engine. He's like, there might be something different under the top, but it's got to be a Yamaha. And then one of the guys stands up, tall alien looking dude, long ass fingers. He's like, we were all talking and we don't want to do the S pattern back there. We want the right hand sweeper. Couple other guys are like, yeah, we want the sweeper. And then the guy goes, the race director, he's like, well, I can't do the sweeper. I'm short staffed today because you see, we got cones out there. We got to move them if you guys want to do the sweeper. And I don't have anyone to move them back. So I can't, you know. And then you got some other guys who are like, leave it as it is. We don't want to do the sweeper. It's fine. And then the guy with the teeth, he's like, let's take a vote.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
I'm like, these motherfuckers, they have that, like, it's just that constitution built into them. Yeah. Like, it's always, let's take a vote.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just like on the fly, like mutiny right there. Like, then it's like, oh, in favor of the sweeper, raise your hand. And there's a couple of them.
Hey, fuck you.
Yeah, yes. And he's like,
you're a sweeper.
Yeah, yeah. I sweep your wife, motherfucker. So I'm watching this whole thing go down. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? They're about to write like a racing constitution, like right here. Yeah. Like, this is going to be civil war before they even get to the cars. So then the race director is like trying to settle them down. He's like, well, okay, I can't promise nothing, but we'll try. We'll try. We'll try. Hey, 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 we'll try. And everyone calms down. And he kind of steps away. And then this guy with a ponytail. I was like, for a second, I was like, Cody?
Let's go.
No, this dude had a long ponytail, a sun hat, really fast glasses. You know, aerodynamic as fuck, small ass mouth. He goes up to the guy. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
He goes up to the dude. He's like, we'll move the cones. The race director's like, I can't have you out there.
Who the fuck are you, dog?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's like, we'll move.
Random dude from the crowd.
I'll
move the cones.
Ew.
Ew.
Why does your breath smell like that?
I've been licking the tires.
I've been eating the dirt. Tastes quite good. So yeah, I witnessed that whole thing and I was like, I don't even know what else is going to happen today, but that.
So did that guy move the cones?
So here's what's fucking hilarious. So the way it goes is like you have a couple rounds of practice, then you qualify, and then it's the actual race. Okay. I have to call out, like, watching them drive was so funny because their carts are built a little bit different and they look like they're out of the fucking 60s. Like the way that their seating position, everything, and they're all way too big. That was one part, is like there's a minimum weight for the cars, and then they had to hit this bit. I know they do this bit every time. Guy goes, vintage, make sure you're up to weight. All of them grab their stomachs.
Yeah.
We got our weight right here. They're all like, it was like a cartoon. They're all like smacking their stomachs in unison, like, yeah, we got our weight right here.
Woo! Beer. Yeah, yeah. You also drink beer?
Yeah.
This is from beer.
I got mine from drinking beer.
Beer, same. Yeah. I got mine from drinking beer.
And
oh, my wife doesn't like this.
She don't like when I drink the beer and put it in my belly. Beer. But I tell her it's for the go-karts.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So whatever, that shit happens. And then so we're watching them drive, and there's one grandpa, man, I'm like, where are your kids?
Why?
They need to get him out of there.
Oh, no.
You know, his suit is all...
Just the race starts, and the camera like pans back, and he's going the opposite way.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it was like...
What is that guy doing?
So, dude, that's what I'm getting to. So... He's a thick boy.
Okay. From the beer. Okay.
Because he likes beer.
He made weight.
Yeah, he made weight.
Okay, he had the weight.
He had it right
there. In his beer gut.
Yeah.
From the beer.
And so when you drive carts like that type of cart, you want to brake as late as possible. But sometimes when you do that, like, you need to keep the engine alive. So sometimes you'll stab the throttle to, like, keep it running. So this dude, like, his suit was silver. He looked like a fucking astronaut. He's old, so he's braking way too early because he's afraid of fucking his shit up. And so the cart would, like, basically die going into the turn. And then he's, like, sitting there, like, stabbing it. So the cart's like, ming, 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 ming. And I think that's why he probably was like, we want the sweeper, because he couldn't do all the fucking turns. So then he gets to the race. Bro, they're coming up to the sweeper, all right? And... we're all waiting, like, what are they gonna do? And half their dementia kicks in. Some of them go do it, and some of them don't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And everyone is like, oh, God. Like, everyone now is like, did they take their medicine? Do they know that they're, oh, Jesus? All the people are out on track, like, great. Now we have 5 people with dementia.
I thought we took a vote, God
damn. I thought we were doing the sweep.
We did vote. We voted for the sweeper. No, we voted for the S-turn.
Just goes right into a tree.
The guy in the silver suit. Yeah.
I thought we voted on going reverse.
the guy in the silver suit's way off in the distance, yeah, off the course, yeah, is in the middle of the desert. Yeah, yeah, it's just, he's wait, where's Jerry?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He's driving into the wall.
So I got to get Jerry.
People running after him on foot.
Jerry.
Jerry, no!
Jerry, no!
He just goes over the head.
What did I say? Just over a cliff. Oh, no, Jerry! They run to the edge of the cliff, and he's driving along the ravine. Perfectly fine. How the...
Oh, my God, dude. I was waiting for
Jerry,
it to happen.
Jerry! He's like, we voted for the S turn.
This is the sweeper, boys. I'm going for the sweeper. I'm coming to you, Lord. I'm going to do the sweeper. Like, some of those dudes, I halfway expected, like, one of them to just put their oxygen tank on the cart and just hook in their nose and just fucking, let's go, man. That shit killed me, man. And so, yeah. That happened, and I was like, I don't even give a fuck what my race result is, because that's the funniest thing. Seeing them just all do the wrong thing was so fucking good.
Oh, man. That's so funny. I could see the race director getting so frustrated at that,
just
too.
Says, nah, oh, now we got to move the cones. Fucking piss, right?
I can move them.
Not you.
Come on, let me smell the cones.
Why are you naked?
Let me smell the cones, brother.
Yeah, so then that happened, and then obviously I go out to race. And the funniest thing of the whole night is, so after the race director meeting, I'm making a little video about this, but I walk off, like, from the meeting, and I heard a guy behind me register for the senior class, like, earlier in the day. So I'm walking past him, he's unloading his cart, and I go, I'm like, oh, you racing senior today? He's like, yeah, man. He's got like a, he's Brazilian, he's got an accent. He's like, it's my first race. And I was like, oh, cool. I'm like, me too. He looks super just regular. He's just jeans and t-shirt. He's there with his buddy, and his buddy has like a racing team across his shirt. So I'm thinking like, oh, maybe he's like me. Like, he's just picking this up as a hobby, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm just here to have fun today, man. I'm like, yeah, me too, honestly, whatever. So I walk away. Come back down, like, for the qualifying round, and drop my cart on track. And then I turn around. Oh, no, this is practice, sorry. This fucker is walking up in a clean as shit white suit. He has Enterprise stamped across the front of his suit. Okay. So he's got so many sponsors. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, first race? I'm like, you do this all the time. And he just, I couldn't believe, like, at this level, even still, they're trying to fuck with you. Oh, yeah, man, it's my first race. And he comes in this beautiful ass suit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like,
the
he's
mental game.
Oh, yeah, he's fully sponsored.
He was, like, hustling you?
I didn't know, but I was like, why would he tell me? Oh, my suit was completely empty. So, like, he had no reason to, like, bullshit me.
Weird.
Yeah, and he ended up winning first for the whole event. I was just like, I don't know. He was fast as shit.
That's weird.
It blew my mind. I was like, it ain't that serious.
Do you think he was hitting every dude, same conversation before? My first race.
Yeah, my first
race. What is this all about? It's my first race. I wouldn't really see me as a threat because it's my first race. So if you see me coming up on your right, it just...
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
I'm not going to pass you, probably.
It's the kind of thing race. Where even if I was ahead of you, I wouldn't know how to keep it.
Exactly, so...
I've never done this before.
Yeah, first race.
Fucking asshole. Gets out on track. He's just so... lightning quick. But yeah, you know,
my diving coach said he used to do that. He was like an Olympic level athlete, and diving is like one of those things where it's like people have you wait a long time between, because you dive and then you got to wait for the entire other,
right,
you know, everyone else in the competition to dive. So the whole time you're playing mental games, and so people get into these whole superstitious routines where they do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And he never was a head case. He was always super composed, so he used to fuck with other people.
Oh.
And he would watch their routines, and then he'd purposely go walk like where they walked and just be in their shit, and they're like, what the fuck? And he would like just derail people like that.
That's great.
Oh, it's evil. Well, evil, but it's great.
So, you know, I heard a very direct story about a very well-known driver. I'm not gonna name names. But this dude.
Louis?
Huh?
Louis?
No, not Louis. Okay. Of that caliber, though, in his karting days, obviously you're starting young as a kid. And I guess what he used to do was he would go buy candy from the store, and then he would go to the race, and he'd be very personable and charming to all the other kids. And he's like, I have candy. And all the kids would go eat his candy, and he'd never eat it. So in karting, you have three heats. So he would sugar crash him.
That's awesome.
For those next two races.
Fuck, that's really good.
And it's like, I'm like, that is genius.
Yeah, that's genius.
How are you thinking of that at like 7 years old?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, to that point, the dude told me like, yeah, that's how early like the mental game of like driving and shit starts. Because like, yeah, you're just sitting around waiting.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're fucking with people. You want some carne asada fries?
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat these.
Ooh, I'd love that. I would fall head first for that.
Yeah.
For that shit. Yeah, do some carne asada fries. I already had those for breakfast, but I'm down for another one.
Climbing into your car.
I don't feel good.
You guys, I'm having some vomiting.
I've got vomiting.
Yeah, I got had a pretty dramatic one-up pass, because basically the kid who started in third, the dude in fourth, and myself, we were faster than him. So it was like the two of us trying to push through, and I was trying to jump them both to get to third, maybe. Didn't go out that way, but yeah, past that motherfucker, it just felt...
Woo! Did you give him one of these?
Nah. I stood up in my cart and kept steering with my toe.
Yeah.
Just one toe. And I pulled my dick out and I waved it at him. Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Oh, how's it feel? Fifth place, how's it feel? And that's how I drove for the rest of the race.
Yeah.
Flipping him off.
That's how
showing him my nuts.
You accidentally did the S curve instead of the...
Yeah, instead of the right-hand sweeper.
Instead of the sweeper, yeah.
No, that's what pissed him off, that I was able to do that S curve like a fucking ballerina.
And you're pissing on his windshield.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, looks like you
not
can't
even
see.
Missing a drop.
It's like you can't even
see. Oh, sorry.
He's like, ah, I got fucking pee on my shit. How's it feel?
Shit! Peeing all over my visor.
That's what the grandpa was thinking that he was doing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
No, it's fucking midnight and there's a search helicopter. And he's fully concussed. Sitting in his spaceman suit. The other thing, sorry, I have to call this out. There was a dude there, I'm not exaggerating, this motherfucker was 7'8".
Oh, jeez.
Gigantic.
Liam?
No, bigger than him.
Okay.
He would make Liam look his age. That's how big this dude was. This fool was driving like his knees were at his head. Like,
weird hobby to pick as a dude that tall.
Someone was like, what the fuck is this fool doing here? Like, play football.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. That dude was huge. Doesn't help you in karting. Doesn't help to be a thick boy.
Yeah.
You want to be light.
Yeah.
So, you know. Anyways, that was my weekend. Took
congrats,
fourth.
Man.
Thanks, bro. Yeah.
That's big. We got to get you
a little fourth place trophy.
We got to start making, like, turn this into a trophy case. You know, mm-hmm. We got one up there already. No, we got two. Sorry.
Yeah, I got to bring one home to add.
Yeah.
To some obscure ass race somewhere. But I mean, the last I'll say is the thing I want to do is I want to get a legend car. You have to be a legend to drive it.
Oh, do you?
We'd be qualified.
A ledge?
Yeah, you got to be a ledge.
Yeah.
Absolute ledge.
Oh, that's not like a technical term. I thought it was like a driving term. But you're saying you got to be like a legend.
Yeah, you got to be a legend.
Yeah, legend. Dude, this legend. Like, you got to be the GOAT.
Literally just take a clip from you at the surf ranch. When you go to buy it, you just show them that on your phone. They'd be like, yeah, this fool's a ledge.
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
Some dude was talking to me and I was like, yeah, I surfed the ranch. And he's like, that's sick, dude. Did you meet the goat? And I was like, what? He's like, did you meet the goat? And I was like, there's a goat there? He's like, no, like the goat. And I was like, the surf ranch goat. No, I didn't meet any goats. Maybe it was just gone when I was there. And he was like, no, like Kelly Slater, dude. And I was like, oh, the goat.
And then that's when
Sorry.
Yeah, definitely met the goat.
Yeah.
And you guys were both back in, slotted in that conversation.
Yeah.
So slotted.
Yeah, I got fucking packed. I packed myself in a barrel.
That's what I hope racing turns me into.
What?
I hope I like get deeper into racing. My brain gets scrambled from so much driving. Then when I talk about the driving, I'm like, yeah, I absolutely slid this weekend. I car went sideways. Guy number 44. I learned it. Ripped him up. Yeah.
Did you meet the goat? No, I didn't meet any goats.
No.
Well, how big was the goat? Because maybe it was in his.
What color?
And they just run around the ranch. Like they let them. Is it wild? Is it a wild goat? Are there goats in Lemoore, California? No.
That's crazy.
Like, is it like the mascot of the ranch?
Is there like a farm? Does he like bring the goat?
Is it a petting zoo type deal? Because I didn't see any petting zoos.
No, fool. Kelly Slater.
The goat. You mean the goat? I ain't talking about the goat. Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, dude. I mean Kelly Slater. As he says that shit, your eyes like roll. Like,
dude, the goat.
Your eyes fully do like a full turn in your head. They just come from the bottom of your eyes. Just the goat.
Yeah,
I'm the goat.
All right, let's watch Carrot Top's dick one time before we end this episode.
Oh, bro, and speaking of dicks, we got to watch this dude get his dick kicked in.
Hold on. Okay, let's watch that. Let's watch this. We're going to have to blur this pretty hard because it's just a full-on man dick. So we're going to have to blur it, but.
Man dick, as opposed to a rhino dick.
Yeah, exactly. Or a goat dick, this for is example.
This is a human dick.
No, wait, a goat dick would also be a human dick.
Oh,
because that's Kelly Slater's dick.
Anyway, it's fun seeing a buddy running this morning. Now I'm going to go home and take a nap.
You're watching, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find the other one. All right.
You're missing Carrot Top's dick. All right, dude.
Run it back.
That's how I run. Anyway, it's fun seeing a buddy running this morning. Now I'm going
flapping
to
it out.
Take a nap. Or am I going to have a glass of wine and not nap? What would you do?
Just flapping it out.
I don't. What's the point of that?
No,
video?
Dude, it's a prop.
Oh, it's a prop.
It's a prop. It's a prop. I mean,
yeah, he posted that on Instagram too. Insane. Not even like Twitter. That's allowed. Instagram is not even allowed to post, and he posted that
just
on Instagram.
Thirst trapping.
I guess.
Hey, you want to see my man? Someone really had to. I thought someone screenshotted it. It was like.
Is it close up?
Yeah.
Zoom.
There it is,
guys.
In case you missed it.
You guys, his dick was in that video.
Speaking of dicks, man, look at this.
Okay.
Just, here we go.
We can finish the episode.
Watch this. Yeah. Oh, no, restart this and unmute that. You need to hear this from the.
Go.
Yo, keep going. Let's see how many you can do. No, this could be its own video. How many you can take from bed? Keep going.
That's 10.
How long is this TikTok?
Oh, shit. How the hell do you do this? 10 more. 10.
The camera guy likes it too.
7, 6, 5. Okay? Alright, four more.
Yeah, keep going.
I think I'm done.
As fucking. Semen just leaks from his shorts all over the ground.
Did you say, I think I'm done?
He said, I think I'm done. Yeah. He said, I think I'm done.
Yeah, I'm spent.
What?
I'm done.
Yeah, I just finished.
I'm finished. I'm done.
I'm all done. Dude, that first one is so rough. Yeah, vasectomy in the 1500s.
the camera dude. I love, he's like so just completely ignorant of what's actually happening.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude, see how many you can do.
Do 10 more.
Do 10, man. This could be
its
own video.
I'll do 15.
I'll do
25.
I'll do as many as it takes. I'm almost there. No, dude, come on. Take 10 more, man.
It could be its own video.
Come on, this could be its own video. 10 more, dude.
Dude, this guy literally got a kick job, man. He got the cum kicked out of his balls, bro.
he actually finished every time. He had 30 orgasms there.
Semen kicked out of his balls. Bro, run it back. I just got to hear that first one again.
Keep going. Dude, when he goes turbo mode.
Wait, 5 more?
Also, what's with
keep
the...
going. Let's see how many you can do.
I just realized that's Spock kicking nuts.
Yeah, it is. That's Spock.
Those karate hands he does before he fucking lasers his nutsack.
No, this could be its own video. How many you can take from Ben? Keep going.
That's 10.
He kicks him so hard.
Yeah. Dude, I got a dope idea for our TikTok account.
Dude, I got a great idea for the next Cody and Noel do.
What? Teardrop return. You need to watch the live show to get that one.
Yeah, that's an inside joke. Oh my god.
I'm dead, bro. I'm
god. You guys want to know what it feels like to get hit as hard as I can?
I'll give you a killing blow.
Yeah, your cup's on, right?
I'll give you a killing blow. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
All right, guys. What do we got coming up in the bone zone?
It doesn't even matter. This dude got kicked, the cum kicked out of his balls in camo shorts.
For the bone zone, we're going to watch that for an hour.
Yeah, I think for the bone zone, we're just going to kick each other's balls.
Yeah.
We're going to get two people out. They're going to beam two strangers up here and be like, hey, man, you want to make $100? Coming up in the bone zone, Ace Family's house getting foreclosed on. Face K's apology, and Cody is finally a sauna boy.
Yeah. Oh, indeed I am.
Yeah.
We're going to go over what epiphanies I had in the sauna.
Mm-hmm. And Dana White.
Goodbye, everyone.